Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go to Jacob in San Jose. Hey, Jacob, thank you for calling.
Hey, man, how are you? I'm glad I'm putting in. It's my first time on a call. Sorry if I sound a bit nervous.
No,
but I still have.
Jacob, relax. We don't bite. Everything's cool. Take your time, brother.
All right. I want to talk about Debo and Devondre Campbell. Is that his name, right?
Yep.
Campbell?
Yep. You got it.
Yep. All right. First, Debo. I don't know what's going on with him this year. Something's wrong. Last year, he was doing better. This year, I keep saying, I don't know what it is, but you cannot make a tweet saying you're not getting the ball enough. And then when you get a clear pass up the middle and just drop it, and there's only end zone in front of you, you just can't do that. And going to Campbell, you can't just leave when your team needs you. You got Greenlaw, he's on the sideline. We got no linebackers out there. You can't just walk out on your team. Like, you just can't do that. I mean, have you seen anyone else do that besides who? Antonio Brown? No.
Jacob, you're spot on.
Yeah, Deontay Johnson this year with Pittsburgh did that,
thanks,
and
Jacob.
They suspended him for a week. A
little bit different. All of these situations all have some differences in them.
Of course.
Right? Deontay Johnson, who had just been acquired by the team, and I think there had been some stuff going on in practice, and it was brewing and whatnot. What really strikes me about the Devondre Campbell thing last night is that seemingly nobody had any indication that that was coming. And this is an important point. Everybody can talk about the machismo side of it, which is right. Let his team down. You don't do that. You can't walk off a field. Everybody's totally correct in that. But here's the extension of it. If you do feel some type of way, if you're in your feelings and you flat out are refusing to play and you know you're going to do that, my man, tell Kyle that 2 days before the game.
Right.
And then it's still a problem, but it's not that kind of problem.
You can deal with it for sure.
Well, you can get a practice squad player elevated and at least have the correct number of linebackers.
A body, yeah.
This was yanking the rug out from underneath all of his teammates, who, by the way, did nothing wrong. Like, he's forcing teammates to play injured. That's why they were so offended.
Exactly. And if you think about it and you look at the situation, Devondre Campbell on the year has played the fourth most snaps on defense on the entire team. So it's one thing if it's a guy who, and we'll use Moses Moody as a cross-pollination situation, sensation.
Thank you.
And, you know, a guy who, you know, if Moses Moody were to pull it, it's like, okay, fine, I get it. You're not playing and you're kind of being jacked around, whatever the situation. I don't excuse it, but at least you could look at it and say, here's a guy who's not playing. Devondre Campbell's played in 83% of the snaps. Wow. And here's another example.
Yeah.
Jair Brown, a guy who last week lost his starting spot. He's played in 95% of snaps. What happened yesterday? He came out and played a great game. The secondary was great. Jair Brown made one mistake in coverage, but other than that, he was really, really good. And he got benched the week before,
yeah.
And now you're back because Mustafa's out. And did he sulk and say, no, I don't want to play? Of course not.
And that's not even nearly, like you're right, but it's also a completely different kind of benching. Like, I'd love to call Devondre today and be like, dog, what did you think was going to happen when Dre Greenlaw got back?
Well, they told him when he came in exactly why you were here.
You think that this is your core now? Fred Warner and Dre Greenlaw are gods in this city. Okay? These two dudes don't need wallets and don't need names on the back of their jerseys for the rest of their lives. These two dudes are in ink. These are Niner legends, even if they never get a ring. You thought you were going to displace one of them? You're a nut job. You are nuts. You are absolutely delusional if you thought this was going to go any other way when you signed here. You should not have signed here if that's how you felt.
Yeah.
Period. You shouldn't have signed here.
Well,
and they shouldn't have signed you.
And that is where, you know, you can assign a little bit of blame to the front office for not properly vetting the player. And you heard some rumblings earlier in the year about, you know,
he's had issues
about Campbell,
yes,
and, you know, a little bit of rumbling about being replaced in certain situations and in certain packages. And then now you get in the spot where Dre Greenlaw finally is able to get healthy. And the other part of it is, Dre Greenlaw went out there and balled. It's not like you had Dre Greenlaw out there limping around and you're Devondre Campbell thinking, I could do better than what he's doing. There was no better player on either side of the football last night than Dre Greenlaw through the first half. And yet you're all up in your feelings because you lost your spot. The guy you lost your spot to had 9 tackles. And it's funny, just a quick vignette about the press box.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sitting a couple seats away from Hutch, Jake Hutchinson, our Niners insider. And I was like, man, you know, I said to Lucas next to me, I said, Dre Greenlaw's got 6 tackles. He's playing great.
Mm-hmm.
And Hutch leans over and goes, yeah, I tweeted that 4 minutes ago. He's got 9 now. And I was like, wait, what? He's like, yeah, since I tweeted that, he has 3 more tackles.
He was a complete inspiration. He was the best thing that happened last night. You want me to say it?
You might as well.
He was an inspiration sensation.
What else are you going to do?
I don't know. Save my money for holiday gifts. Anyway, point is,
he was amazing.
He was the best thing that happened to that game last night, and maybe the only good thing you take out of last night. Go ahead and get comfortable signing that guy to the extension, even off of injury. I'm in. I am in on Dre Greenlaw and Fred Warner staying together into the future. That's all I needed to see.
How about this stat from the first half for Dre Greenlaw? First Niners player with 9 or more tackles in a first half of a regular season game since Fred Warner, week 17, 2021.
Dude,
and he did that off an Achilles.
Off an Achilles in 11 months, 10 months. Wow, dude. Dre Greenlaw, I don't know which linebacker I love more. These two dudes have been the best tandem in this league for a long time, and they gave you a glimpse right now that there's hope that they will be again.
And he plays basically 2 in a change of quarters, and he's over there with a knee issue and a Theragun on his calf, and it's like he wants to go back in there. He's got 1 injury he's getting over, and yet he's got 2 new injuries, and Devondre Campbell can't find the courage to go out there and play.
Courage ain't the right word. He can't work through his own ego enough to find his way onto that field. And I hope y'all understand that's why that was so offensive to the team last night. When you're part of a team, Dre Greenlaw is out there off an Achilles, 9 tackles in the first half. And you, Devondre, this doofus, decided that he would risk that. He would risk the health of Dre and D. Winters, and anyone else. Fred Warner was playing on a broken ankle.
Well, that's the thing, is D. Winters was already out in the first quarter with a neck.
And so you put all that at risk because of your own ego. Dude, get off this team. Get off the team. Don't ever come back. If I'm the Niners, I told Devondre last night, you are not, give me your key card. You are not well, this, you're not just cut. You are not welcome in this facility. Get away from these players. You're offensive. You're not just bad. You're offensive to these teammates.
Well, there are ways to go about it, and I'm not saying that they won't do that, but if you do cut him, he becomes available to every single other team to pick up. I don't know what team would want to pick him up,
but
other things you can do before you cut him, such as suspend him for a game for conduct detrimental to the team, And you can do that on Monday. You can do that at the end of this week. And then he has to sit another week. And yeah, you don't have to come back to the facility, but there are other ways to go about it other than just a snap judgment
to cut him. I hear you from the standpoint of, I would like to know what is like financially damaging to the Niners, and I don't want them to do any of that. But I could give a rip respectfully. Agreed. If he plays for another team. I think that team is nuts. I think his career is over. But if I'm the Niners brass, I want that man out of the building
for sure.
And never, ever, ever to be seen again.